and see what everyone's talking about.
So Shay, why do you think people are so adamant about satisfying their flesh, their worldly desires, and they keep forgetting about the soul?
There could be a number of factors. One of the factors is that many human beings simply ignore their spiritual side. In other words, they concentrate solely on their material side. And every single human being is composed of two parts, the body and the soul. And if people don't even recognize that the soul exists, and that is the perception of many atheists and many philosophers, in fact, many even people of religion neglect that there's a soul inside of them. If a person is not even aware that there's a soul inside of him or her that requires its own needs, how then do you expect them to satisfy those needs? Another reason could be the fact that bodily desires, the happiness is immediate. You feel the sensation right then and there. Spiritual desires, it settles and it takes a while. But the spiritual desires, when they're satisfied, they actually give you a longer happiness and a eternal happiness and a much more fruitful happiness. In other words, when your soul is content, then even if the bodily desires are not met, you feel good. But when your soul is discontent, then even if the bodily desires are met, you still feel discontented. So these are the main two factors that people neglect the soul. Firstly, they simply, either they are not aware of it consciously, or they deny it, which I said atheists do, or subconsciously, unconsciously, they simply neglect the needs of the soul. And the other thing is that the pleasures of the body are very different than the pleasures of the soul. And so, like animals, many people simply neglect the pleasures of the soul and concentrate on the pleasures of the body.
Well, assalamu alaikum. This is Sheikh Yasser Qadhi. I'm Eddie, your host of The Dean Show. We're going to take a break. You've caught us in the middle of a very deep conversation, and I'm sure everybody, if you sit tight, you're going to be able to benefit after we come back on The Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to The Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host, and we're here with my special guest, good friend, Sheikh Yasser Qadhi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Nice to have you once again. Am I having you or you having me? What's going on here? I see you so often, I'm losing track. Who's on?
You know what, I'm happy for that.
Alhamdulillah. My
so,
pleasure.
People got to see a little bit about you, now read a bit about you. And remember that we have a special section on thedeanshow.com. If you don't catch us live on the TV in Chicagoland area, you can see all of our shows at thedeanshow.com, and Sheikh Yasser Qadhi has his own section. So if you like this topic we cover, we have many more. You can go to our website and click on Yasser Qadhi and you see all the shows pop up. But today we're talking about peace. Really, when a person has billions of dollars and he commits suicide, when somebody's a celebrity and they're deteriorating in front of our face, and you see our youth, they're trying to mimic these people. What do you got to say, Sheikh?
It's interesting you mentioned the millionaires and billionaires who commit suicide, because the irony is, it's always the rich and famous, it's always the elite, it's always the cream of the crop who commit suicide. Have you ever heard of a person who's in a famine in Africa committing suicide? I mean, these are the people who have nothing, but they don't kill themselves. Because they have hope in life, you know? They're more optimistic than the rich bankers and the stockbrokers who, when the stock market crashes, they just jump out the window. Mm-hmm. Isn't that ironic? Is that the people who are the most despondent of life, they despair the easiest, are the elite of this world. Who enters the rehab? Who has drug problems? You look at the marriage and divorce rates of celebrities. It's an utter joke. Why is it then that our society looks up to them as role models? Isn't it something it causes you to think?
Yeah.
What type of role models are they? They're not in any way our role models in morality, in family values, in ethics, in humanity. I mean, what type of role models are they? It's something that's really amazing. Our true role models should be those who give us meaning and purpose in life. those who fill up a spiritual void and vacuum. And these people are the people of God. These people are those who have a spiritual side of them that gives them a sense of purpose, gives them a vision, gives them, you know, what are they here on earth for? What's the purpose of life? The people of God know this purpose, and that purpose is to come close to Him and worship Him. That's the purpose of life. As for these other people whom society has taken to be role models and leaders, they are not role models and leaders, they are entertainers. You know, they waste your time, many times in a vain way, many times in a way that actually distracts you from God. So it's ironic that you mentioned that it is indeed the millionaires and the billionaires, it is indeed the rich and elite that have the drug problems, they have the suicide rates, they have the most issues of taking Prozac and all of these antidepressant drugs. I mean, it was estimated that 1/3 of Americans are on antidepressants. I mean, what type of lifestyle is that? When you are supposed to be, and we are, the richest nation on earth, right? We are the most powerful and mighty nation on earth. Well, then why is it that such a huge percentage of our own population are on antidepressants? What is the reason? I don't think even 1/20th or 1/50th of the African continent is on antidepressant drugs, or the Asians or anybody. Why is that the case? The reason is, it's quite simple. The reason is, when we have these material possessions, and we still discover that these material possessions don't give us happiness, we lose the purpose of life. We feel hopeless. When you get to the rich and elite, when you get to the millions, when you get to the fame, when you have the fortune, and you're still not happy, you realize, what's the point of living then? Because everybody else thinks you are it, and you know you're not it. You know you don't have that happiness, so you don't have an avenue. You've climbed the ladder to the top, and you think that's the top, and you're not happy, so you think, well, I might as well then fall off. There's no more ladder for me to live off, you know? There's no reason, there's no purpose for my life. But you see, that's not the case for the man of God, for the Muslim. And in fact, to be brutally honest, for any man of God, any person who believes in a God and has trust in Him, even if they're not Muslim, they're not suicidal. You know, they have a purpose in life. Mm-hmm. Because the belief in God gives you that strength. It gives you that stamina. It makes you appreciate life, and it tells you there's a higher purpose to life. So for the Muslim, the higher purpose is the life of the hereafter. The higher purpose is to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we have of this world, this is temporary. If we have it, we are thankful. If we don't have it, we have something better to look forward to. So the optimism that comes about through belief, The joy of living that comes about through faith in Allah, it is something that cannot be substituted, cannot be purchased with material gains. It has to come about through spirituality. And that is the whole beauty of our religion, that it takes care of the body and the soul, but it emphasizes the soul more than it does the body.
Okay, the guy's saying now that, look, I find solace in my heart, I find some pleasure. Maybe he has it confused with peace. He turns on the radio and he's listening to the 50 Cent or the Tupac. I don't know if you're familiar with these names. And he lights up a joint and he has a few women waiting for him, some alcohol and whatever other drugs. And he says, you know what? This makes me feel good. And without it, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. How do we respond to this?
Well, the response is that, yes, he will feel good in a certain way. We're not denying that he doesn't feel good. In fact, the only reason he does it is because it feels good. And we all know that the pleasures of food and drink, of sensuality and intimacy, of loving and to be loved, we all know that these are human pleasures. And in fact, when they are human pleasures, every human being enjoys them. But two points. Firstly, we all know as human beings that these pleasures, when they are misappropriated, when they are done in an incorrect manner, they become not pleasures, they become pains. And we know this from our own experience. When we eat things, like for example drugs, or we do something that we know we shouldn't do, there's an inner conscience that God has placed in us that makes us feel guilty and dirty for doing that. And it doesn't matter if you have a group of friends that also agree with what your lifestyle is. In your heart of hearts, you know, this is something I don't feel comfortable with. So you feel disgusted at what you're doing. The other thing is that this pleasure is a worldly pleasure. It is not a spiritual pleasure. And when it is not a spiritual pleasure, it means that it will not give you eternal pleasure. It will give you temporary pleasure. And there will always remain an emptiness that has to be filled up. worldly pleasures put together will not take care of your inner need of spirituality. It is the spiritual pleasures, when they're taken care of, that the bodily pleasures become secondary. But if the bodily pleasures are taken care of, the spiritual pleasures still need to be answered to. So these pleasures indeed are giving him pleasures. I'm not denying that. But even this person realizes that there are pleasures greater than this, more eternal than this. Pleasures that don't give him any guilt, that make him feel good, make him feel fulfilled as a human being. And those pleasures are not pleasures of this world. Those pleasures are not the pleasures of women and wine and drugs and alcohol and food and drink. No, those are pleasures of the inner contentment and happiness, feeling fulfilled with your life, being happy at who you are and what you do. And that's not something that the world gives you. That's something that comes from within and not from without.
Let's talk about quickly the harms of following your desires and leading this path, letting your desires dictate your life and doing these things that we just talked about. What are the harms?
The harms are twofold. There's a worldly harm and there's a spiritual harm. As for the worldly harm, when you live your life like an animal without any care for a higher cause or goal, then the Quran tells us you become an animal. You become an animal. You lose your humanity, because all you're concerned about are your animal instincts. And you are not just an animal. You are more than an animal. And that's the whole beauty of being a human being. So when you do that, you're going to face certain problems in your life because you've neglected your spiritual side. You're going to face physical issues. Look at, for example, promiscuity and the diseases that happen as a result of that. Look at the lifestyle that you live when you get involved with drugs and alcohol. It ruins you financially, ruins you mentally. So even physically, you'll ruin yourself. That's at one level. The second level, when you don't take care of the soul will wither away and eventually die, an internal death. When you don't take care, when you neglect the soul, what's going to happen is that your soul will begin to wither away. You're not going to feel fulfilled with your life. You're going to feel something is missing, because it is missing. And what's missing is your soul. And just like if you didn't feed the body would die. If you don't feed the soul dies. But as I said, it's an internal death. It's not that you die. It's just the soul withers away until you just don't have any joy and pleasure, even in worldly pleasures. And that's why the drug addict, after he gets addicted to the drug, he then needs to take the drugs not for the high, but so that he doesn't suffer the pain of withdrawal. Mm. It's not that he gets high and he needs to get, it's just that he doesn't like the pain of withdrawal. He becomes so used to that pleasure of drugs. The drugs don't give him the pleasure that they used to. Rather, if he didn't take them, the withdrawal symptoms would be so painful, he needs to take those drugs. So even the worldly pleasures are lost and the spiritual pleasures are not taken care of. Therefore, as God says in the Quran, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, he has lost this world and the next. Neither the worldly pleasures nor the spiritual pleasures will be met.
Benefits of leaving off following your desires, submitting yourself to the Creator of the heavens and earth, and leading a path that He wants you to lead. What are the benefits of doing this, Sheikh?
More than can even be mentioned in many, many lectures. But the most important benefit, a feeling of contentment, of fulfillment, of doing what you're supposed to do. Peace and serenity enter your life in this world. And of course, in the hereafter, you get the pleasures of Allah. So in this world, your life has a meaning and purpose to it. So much so that even if you don't get the pleasures of this world, even if you're deprived of what many other people are deprived of, inside of you, you feel good. Inside of you, you feel that you're accomplishing something. And you are accomplishing something because you're doing what God created you to do. When you do what God created you to do, you feel fulfilled. You feel liberated. But when you turn away from what God created you to do, what Allah wants you to do, you will never attain the happiness because you're not in your right place. You're not in the place God wanted you to be. And you're searching vainly for that place in the worldly pleasures, and you're not going to find it. So when you find your place, your sink, when you find your niche that God wanted you to have, and that niche is the worship of God, is remembering Him and praying to Him. When you find that niche, all of a sudden you are liberated from the problems of this world. They become secondary to you. That doesn't mean that the problems of this world are vanished. They don't vanish, but they become secondary. They are not anywhere near as problematic as they used to be. They become trivial for you because you have bigger issues on your mind. Issues of attaining God's pleasure and not. And you know that if you're happy with Allah and Allah is happy with you, everything else is irrelevant. So once you get to that stage, you feel a sense of contentment and peace, regardless of what happens in this world.
I think anybody who has a basic understanding of the English language can understand what you're saying, and whoever's humble and sincere, they have grasped what you said. God willing, tell them now what they need to do. Give us some advice. What routine should they be on instead of the routine of the nightclub and the party lifestyle? How do they get on another routine? Give us
very
some closing
simple
advice.
Very simple. Every single person who's on that lifestyle and routine, I speak to you directly and I say quite frankly, you in your lifestyle are not happy. And you know it. You don't have to confess to anybody. Confess to yourself. You know that there's a feeling inside of you that something is wrong. Something is missing. And what is missing is belief in God. Is making your life a purposeful and meaningful life. And the way you do that is to realize God created you not to be an animal, but to be a human. And a human is more than just an animal. A human has spiritual needs as well. So if you want to fill that void, if you want to fill that vacuum, all you need to do is to turn to God. Raise your hands up and say, "Oh Allah," or "Oh you who created me, guide me to the truth, make me a better human being." And once you say that prayer, that dua, and you are sincere, if you're a Muslim, become a better Muslim. Start practicing and praying. Give up this lifestyle that you're doing. If you're not a Muslim, start researching religions. Find out which religion makes the most sense to you. And I say this, go and research all the other religions. I'm not scared, because we have nothing to hide, right? You're not scared, I'm not scared. Go research. If you don't find truth in one religion, you will find it in another. And I'm confident, if you're sincere, you will find the truth in the right religion, the religion of God. So once you find that truth, embrace that truth and accept Islam, and then live your lifestyle according to the commandments of Allah, according to the commandments of God. When you do so, you will gain this world and the next.
Thank you very much for your advice and for being with us. Jazakallah khairan.
Wa iyyakum, it's always a pleasure.
And thank you for sitting tight and listening to this. This was Sheikh Yasir Qardi, and remember, he has his own section on thedeanshow.com. So if you want to learn more, visit thedeanshow.com, click on the Yasir Qardi, and as he had advised you, ask the creator of the heavens and the earth to guide you and start doing the research. Start putting in the time. And God willing, everything will be okay. We'll see you again next time on The Dean Show. Until then, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.